young disciples. It's good to see you. Okay. Clear traffic. Well, it's good to see everybody. Let's go over here. Somewhere down here there's a little object lesson I have. Okay. So you guys know, I bet we will never guess what my favorite book is. My wife, who's sitting behind you, knows what I'm going to say. But you probably think it's some big, thick book for adults, right? No. It's a book that you might know. It's called Alice's Adventures in Wonderland, yeah. We usually just call it Alice in Wonderland. See, yeah, you know, it's my favorite book. Actually, I've been over to England, where in Oxford, where the book was written. I've been to all those places. There was a real Alice. There was a real little girl named Alice. And I've been to all those places that Alice went, and all those things that she learned. And then, you know, the book was written about her. And in that book, there is a tea party. Yeah, you know about the tea party? And they call it Mad Tea Party. It's a little funny, but, you know, and so anybody here, and you girls probably, you guys probably tea party, but you ever have tea parties? You know, like little
tea? We have tea parties in the nursery every Sunday.
Well, see, you know what always puzzled me about having tea parties is they always give you a cup like this that has a little bitty handle, and I couldn't get my hand in it. But I thought, okay, well, why don't you give it a little handle on it, too? Because I like a mug you can hold, get your hand around it. And then I learned that you're supposed to drink tea very daintily and have your little pinky finger, pointing outward, and hold your elbow up. And I learned all these things that you're supposed to do when you drink tea. Well, when Jesus was teaching people, they had all these things that people were supposed to do. Sometimes he didn't do them. Because some of those things people did, well, you can't be my friend if you don't hold your finger this way. Or you can't be my friend if you don't raise your elbow like this, because only the people who know what to do can be my friends. And Jesus sometimes upset people because everybody can be his friend. Everybody. Whether you know what to do at a tea party, or whether you know how to say all the prayers in the church, or anything, Jesus welcomes everybody. He loves us all. Jesus loves me because I know, because what? How do I know that? Jesus loves everybody. Jesus doesn't care whether you know how to do all the right stuff at a party. And actually, in Alice, the party was not a regular party at all. So that's one of the reasons I like it. But just remember, Jesus loves everybody. Everybody is his friend. Can we have prayer? We are so thankful, oh God, that everybody is your friend. And you like us just the way we are. You love us, and we know because the Bible tells us. And all God's children say, amen.